first Mishnah in Perek HaChol mentions that you have to Chol B'chaveroi is Mishalim Chamisha Dvarim. So one of the Chamisha Dvarim is Boshes. So one would have thought that Boshes is only Shayach to a normal person. What about HaMavayshes HaOrum? HaMavayshes HaSumo? The Mishnah starts off on Pei Vav HaMebeis. One would have thought HaMavayshes HaOrum, the guy's HaMeshugana. So the Mishnah says, nonetheless, Yechayv to pay Boshes. Frek Gemara Kasha, it doesn't make any sense. Tanah Rabban B'Sha'orim Chayiv. The Gemara asked Akasha, Amar, it says in the Brice, Bisha Yoram Chayev, Oram Bar Boishes, who? Guy walks around naked in the street. What Shaykh Boishes? The Gemara says, no, Amar Papa, Yoram Dosu Zika Kachin Alamale. The wind came and it blew his clothing up. Vasu Dalino, and this Chayvu Bachaver, this character comes, Dalino Tve, he pulls up his clothing even more, Bisha, and he caused them more embarrassment. Here also, there is no, this is Boishe Shalai B'Makam Nezik. Just takes off his clothes. This is Boishe Shalai B'Makam Nezik. So our Mishnah holds that Tzar Shalai B'Makam Nezik is Chayv. So Boishe Shalai B'Makam Nezik is also Chayv. It's called the Maisa Chavola. Even though there's no Nezik to pay for over here. It's a problem that Tosis raises. Why does the Gemara pick on the Braisa? Oh, Mamar, it says, Nebraisa, Bisha, Orem Chayv, how can it be? The Orem Bar Boishe Su. The Gemara should start like that. The Gemara should quote the Mishnah. Amavayshes Sa'aram Chayiv. So the Gemara should ask Kakasha, V'chayorim Ba'boshesu. So Tosis gives a suggestion. Okay. So basically, it's the Braisa and the Mishnah boils down to say the same thing. Amavayshes Sa'aram is Chayiv if there's a situation where there is Boshes. Then the Braisa said, Hamavaysh, if someone is Mavaysh, somebody else, Bebeis HaMerchatz. They used to have a public bathhouse. Everybody was walking around undressed. So if you mavayish somebody there, say, what do you mean mavayish? I spit at him and I curse him and I slap him and I say, what an idiot he is. So that's pshita. That doesn't make any difference by this beis amerchas or shlo beis amerchas. So it sounds like we're talking about boshes undressing a person. That's why the chiddush is bishayarum. Even though he's undressed anyway, I undress him more. A bishav beis amerchatz. If that's what the Gemara is, beis amerchatz ba boishesu. Everybody has their clothes off in the beis amerchatz. So what do you mean you're mevayishim by taking off his clothes? It doesn't go mevayishim satra panav of rakakvom. That boishes applies anywhere. So the Gemara says it's a boishes of undressing him. So what's the boishes? The Gemara says shebisha gav hanor. What does it mean? Something similar to before. Either people are prepared they're preparing to take off their clothes. They didn't take off their clothes yet. Okay. Good. So the Mishnah has the din. The boshes is one of the Chamisha Dvarim. And even in a subtle case, it's not such an obvious situation of boshes. It'll be less boshes. Won't be as much boshes as in other cases. It'll be a little less boshes. Then the Mishnah has a chiddush. Hamavayishes hayoshen is chayiv. That's a chiddush. The fellow is sleeping. He doesn't know what happened. And nonetheless, the Mishnah says that I'm chayiv to pay. So the Gemara has a suffix, boy rabbi b'mamal, what's the din in the Mishnah? Bisha yoshen emeis mahu. What if he never finds out that I was mavayishim? What exactly is the nekudas ha-suffix? So the Gemara has two versions of how to present the suffix of rabbi b'mamal. If bisha yoshen emeis, the fellow never found out about it, he died before he ever found out about it. So what's the Nekudas HaSofik? Omer Rav Zvi, the Gemara asks, my come and buy it. What are the two tzadim, A or B? What's A and what's B? Omer Rav Zvi, hachi come and buy it. The Shad is like this. Mishum kisufahu v'hamislei. Do you pay boishes? What's the mechayv of boishes? Is it because the fellow felt humiliated, felt embarrassed? V'leislei kisufahu v'leislei kisufahu. He died and never found out about it, never experienced the humiliation. An interesting tzad. You're chayv to pay boishes because you were mezalzal in the person's covet, even though it absolutely didn't affect him whatsoever because he died. You measure how much boishes you pay based on how humiliated the person was, or how humiliated he would have been if he would have been awake. But that's the Gemara Sofik. Maybe that's just the way you measure the boishes. That's the shuma for the tashlumen of the boishes is hakolam ifi amavayish on his bayish. How embarrassed was he? But what's the mechayiv of boishes? Maybe the mechayiv is the fact that I was mevaza the person. Maybe not the fact that he suffered humiliation. Interesting shiloh. There's a dion in Rishonim and in Acharonim regarding the Issa Loshon Hara. What's the Issa Loshon Hara? So the whole premise, the whole theme of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he assumes based on the Rishonim that he quotes, probably the Rabbi Yonah. He always quotes the Rabbi Yonah. He assumes that the Issa of Loshon Hara is because of Mazik. Because I'm saying something terrible about him and I'm ruining his marriage and I'm ruining his covet. He's going to suffer humiliation. And I'm ruining his chances of getting a job. And even if it's a doctor's dika loshon hara, I say about a 10-year-old child in school, this kid is an idiot. I tell privately one of the other teachers, this kid is stupid, he's never going to grow up to be anything. So what did I ruin? No, it may someday ruin a shidduch for him. The word may go out and may ruin, he may not be accepted socially among the other children. One of the mothers may overhear the way I said to the teacher that he's stupid. The other teacher may tell it over. Everything has to revolve about some chashash of hezek. Of hefset to the other person. That's the premise of the Chafetz Chaim. And others disagree with the whole premise of the Chafetz Chaim. They say, who says that the Yisrael? Who says you have to accept that? I think he quotes it from the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's the Yisrael of Lashon Hara. The Yisrael is Mazik. That's what we assume. There's an Yisrael to be Mazik and Nochri also. So to say outright Lashon Hara, that's Mamash going to wreck his marriage and ruin his business and leave him. He's going to destroy his reputation ruinously. There's an Issa Loshon Hara against the Nochri also. L'seilach Rochel Ba'amecha, that we might, it doesn't apply to Nochrim. That's the Dakis Dika Farfetch Chashash, that it may in some farfetch way turn out to cause a Hezek, that Grama ben Ezekin is Osir, even though Grama ben Ezekin is part of Melashalim. The Gemara says in Bava Basra in the second parak, Zos Ameres Grama ben Ezekin is Osir, so Loshon Hara is an Issa, even if it's a farfetch Grama de Grama. So that doesn't apply to Nochrim. That's what you memayit from the pasuk. So that's the premise of the Chafetz Chaim, that it's mishum mazik. And other rishonim and other poskim assume that that's not at all the premise. It's an iser. You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to say negative things about another Jewish person, even if it's vadoi, that it's not going to cause any hezek. It's nothing to do with hezek. This is similar to the Gemara Zibaya over here. The first version, Rab Zvid interprets. Rababa b'mamal sofik is mishum kisufa, the tashlumen of boshes. Is it because the hezek? Because the man suffered nezek, he suffers, and ripo, he has to pay doctor bills and shevis, he lost money. And boshes, because he suffered. So you have to pay because he suffered humiliation. Oiduma mishum zilusa? No, because you did an avera. It's an oinish for you, for doing an avera. You are mavaza, the person. How you assess it, how do you determine how much you have to pay as a kapora for doing this avera, being mezalzal on the person's covered, so that you determine lefi hamavayish or hamizbayish. But even if the fellow didn't suffer any humiliation at all, biyushiyash and emes, it's also chayv. So that's the Rav Zvid's version of the sofik. So the Gemara says, well, let's see, toshmara, may Rama be have a brayso that speaks about cherish v'kotni yesh lahem boishes. Somebody's chayv on a cherish and a cotton. You have to pay boishes, and a shaita, there is no boishes. Yamr b'shlem mishum zilusa. If the yisayit achiyev to pay boishes is because you did an avera, your mezalz on someone's covered, it has nothing to do with the fact that he suffers humiliation. And if tani cotton, then we understand. The cotton, a little baby, the Gemara thought a cotton is a little baby, is half a year old, doesn't even know what's going on b'chlal, he's a mesasek. But still, I was mevazeh him. Eli yamr mishum kisufa, but if you say that the yisayit on a chayiv of Boishes is nezek, he suffered the embarrassment, and you have to pay for the suffering. The Gemara cotton by boishes, so the Gemara thought the cotton is a half year old, a little cotton, an infant who's in diapers. The Gemara said, "What are you machriach elamai? So what did you drink ice from the brisa? What did you prove shum zilusa that the yisayda mechayv to pay boishes is because you did an avera? So why shouldn't it be shaita also? Rameir and the brisa draws a contrast between a chevish and a shaita." So what he tried to bring out from the ratio of the price of the cherish with cotton, yeshlam boishes. You see the boishes, the mechayva boishes. You say the mechayva boishes is not the kisufa, rather the avera of the zilusa. I feel a shaita nami. And for the Gemara, no, you can argue the point. Amri, the Gemara answers, shaita ain't lecha boishes k'dayli mizu. By shaita, there is no. He's already suffering. Because of the fact that the man is a shaita, he's in a situation of boishes all the time. not such a strong answer. Gemara later is going to fit in a little better. Frag the Gemara mekom kam dimshim na mishum zilusu. Sure, dimshim kisuf kot makisuf. So we just proved it. We just proved conclusively. Rababa ba mamal had any baya, whether the and Rav Zvid interprets his baya by bishiyosh and emes. What are the two tzdari asafei? Is the yisayda machayev kisufa or is the yisayda machayev zilusa? So by kotten there is no kisufa. So you see befeish mishum zilusa. And for the Gemara, not necessarily so. Kidam Rapapa de Michalaya Michlam, Achanam de Michalaya Michlam. Just like Rapapa commented on a different brisa, that there are cotton beans up until the age of Bar Mitzvah, so the kid can be 12 and a half years old. The day before his Bar Mitzvah, Erev Bar Mitzvah, he's also a cotton. So if you'll speak to him, speaking his Boshe's Dvar, if you'll slap him or assault him or be Mchayvo Bo, he certainly is intelligent enough to feel humiliated. So maybe when it says in the Braisa, a cotton has bash, it means a cotton who's 10 years old, a cotton who does suffer from humiliation, if you'll embarrass him. So, okay, so there's no riot in the Braisa one way or the other. We thought we had a riot.
Rashi in the Talmud says, by the Mechum Mechum, Mashmaskiron lo Moshe. Why not Bishas, according to what we're saying?
I don't know.
Unless Rashi's saying that it's only Shaykh when he's in the Skavo, if there's anybody.
I don't know. Why does Rashi say Shemaskir Liboshes? What is Rashi saying this on? Skav Liboshes, Akat Bishako. I don't know. I don't know why Rashi says that. Shemaskir Liboshes. Don't know. He's explaining Bisha Yoshin. It says in the Mishnah, Mavaisha Sayoshin is Chayiv. So, Boy Rabbah, Ba Mamal Bisha Yoshin, the Mace Mahu, Maikam Aboilei. So, the Sophah was, is Mishum Kisufa? There is a Mishum Zilusa. So, if it's Mishum Kisufa, so where's the Kisufa by the Yoshin? So, the answer is no. The Michluk Shemaskim Labosh, Machlim Mosabom, it's that later. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what that Dibra Maskel goes on. It goes on the top line of the Gemara Michlam. I don't know.
Could it be mentioned
that the Kadosh do things that are embarrassing? He's not embarrassed until someone tells him, or he's doing it embarrassing. I'm not sure what Rashi means. I don't know what line in the Gemara goes on. I'm not sure.
Why can't it mean that? I mean, Rashi is trying to say that Inachanami Rapapa agrees that when he's a katan, there is no boshes, he's a katan. But when he's Niskadon, they're going to remind him of the boshes, then he's Shayach Busha.
Shemaskir Masa boshes when he grows up, a Machlim Masa Bo. It's Daya. I don't think so. Bashab Shatan Rapap is that he's saying there are different ages of a cotton. Not that even a tiny baby at another 13 years will tell him and he'll feel embarrassed. Bashab Shat, the cotton is he gear la inas ha busha. I don't know.
A younger age that he doesn't get it right now,
means when we explain it to him. I don't know.
Many times children
who
are born with
things
that aren't embarrassed, when you speak about it, they get embarrassed. When they do it, that's why you're not about bushes. The kid's running around like this, but then we say, ah, he's running around and doing such and such. When he hears somebody else talk about it, then he has bushes.
Yes, so what is Rashi going on? The Michel, he's going on a puppet. The Michel, Shemaskim lo boshes.
Even a kid that could do something that he's not about boshes, but when you tell the story to others about him, he will be inspired.
Maybe. I don't know.
That would be boshes learning.
I don't know. No, so it means I embarrassed him, and at the time he didn't realize it was an embarrassment, but we'll explain it to him that he will feel bad. I don't know. Don't know what the Rashi is driving at. So that was the first interpretation, Rav Zvid's interpretation of Rabbaba Bar Mamal's Sofik. Rav Zvid said it's Tut Stadi Asofika. What's the Yisoid Achiva Boishes? Is it Kisufa? It's to pay for the Hepsid. Like Nezik is to pay for the Hepsid. So Boishes is to pay for the suffering that he had. Like Tsar, you pay for the suffering. So Boishes also pay for the mental suffering. Or is it Mishum Zilusa? The Shuma is in accordance with how much he felt humiliated. But the Yisoid HaMechayiv is not at all Kisu, it's Mishum Zilusa, because I didn't have there to be Mvazim. Those are the two Tzadi HaSofim. Rapapa Omar, Rapapa has a different shot on the fifth wide line. Rapapa has a totally different version as to what the two Tzadi HaSofim of, what's his name? Rabbaba Bar Mamal. What's the Tzofik? Ochi Kamen Boile. These are Moraim, some lived in Babel, no, Razvid and Papa. Where did he come from? Rabbaba Bar Mamal. Probably lived in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Why don't they ask him what his Sufik was? Probably lived in Eretz Yisrael. So they heard that he had a Sufik. So the Amoraim and Babel were pilpling what exactly were the two Tzadi HaSofik. Gotta look in a history book. Where did he live? Papa Amar, Papa says, Hachi Kam Bailei. No, the two Tzadi HaSofik are different. It's certainly Mishum Kisufa. When you chayvel b'chaveiros, you pay boshes because of the hefsid. Like you pay nezik, like you pay tsar. So you pay boshes because of busha, because of the klima, the kisufa. But the shaila is whose kisufa? Is it mishum kisufa the day of hamaisle? He died before he ever found out about it. So he personally never suffered kisufa. Adulma mishum boshes mishpacha, the kisufa of the family. Right, that's like boshes dvar. If I say something, if I don't touch the person, I feel a rokak bovelo, higia harok legufo, higia harok lebigdo. So Rapapa says that, the Gemara says that you're not chai. So here, I do something to the person, and the boshes is suffered by the family. So he's the nechpla, din amaisa chavola. So that's Rapapa interprets, that's the suffer. Do you pay based on the boshes of the nechpal himself? Or do you treat the Nechbal as part of a big family? And since the family is suffering humiliation, why? He said, your whole family are idiots. What do you do? He slapped him, he spit at him, and he said, your whole family are idiots. If I say he's an idiot, so what's the busha to the family? I mean, to the parents. Parents, they have a stupid child. Cousins, they have a stupid cousin. I don't know. So you treat the Sufik of the Gemara is Rabbaba Mamal. Maybe you treat the whole family as one big unit, and it's a Gia Boharok and a member of the family. Otherwise, it's Dach Boishes Dvar.
You should always have to,
according
to that, the family could also be entitled to the
Boishes. So who should collect the money?
Yeah, who should collect
the money? Even if he doesn't die, you're asking. Yeah. Even if he doesn't die. Yeah. So why do you pay the Boishes? Why do you pay the Tashlumen to the Nechbal? Why don't you pay to the whole family? Why don't you divide it up among all the members of the family who felt hurt? It's not that he has a kedima. But after he dies, so you don't pay it to the members of the family, but towards Yerusha. The Yerushin would be, let's say, a person dies and he leaves young children. Young children were so young, they didn't realize bichlal what was going on. They didn't suffer any bizyonis at all. It's the parents and the wife and the other relatives who suffered the bizyonis. So the Gemara is, the Rapapa is interpreting Pshat and Rav Zvid. Bisha Yoshen Emes Mahu, maybe you pay boshes not Petoris Yerusha. According to the first version, is it Mishum Zilusa, so the Chiv to pay boshes was Chal B'Shaito, to the Nechbal, to the Yoshen, and then when he dies, it goes B'Yerusha to the children. According to the second Tzad in the Gemara, it's not that it goes to the children Petoris Yerusha. The Chiyav Boishes is the busha that's suffered by the whole family. So why, if the person is alive, why don't you divide it up among all the members of the family? The answer is no, he has a kedima. He has a kedima. But once he dies, then he's no longer kedima. So you don't give it to the children b'toras Yerusha, you give it to the other members of the family. That's what he's raising a possibility. Treat all the members of the family.
That's how you do the shuvah also. You condemn the member of the family, yes, the shas.
Maybe not. Maybe like before, the Gemara said, Mishum Zilusa. But nonetheless, Hakola Fiyam Avayish Ham Izbayish, that's how you make the Shuma. So now also, the Shuma is Hakola Fiyam Avayish Ham Izbayish, only the Nechbal. But to whom do you pay? So Rapapa raises an interesting possibility that you pay to the members of the family, not B'Toras Yerusha. Not B'Toras Yerusha, because they are part, you treat the family as one big unit. You have such a halacha, just a mashal amal davadayim. You have klal yisrael is treated as one unit, that's we know like that. You bring karbanos tzibur. So who's the bala karban? The whole klal yisrael. Then you have sometimes you treat the family as alpidin, you treat the family as a unit. We have a din that there's a minig is binding midirabbanon mitam neder. That's how it says in the Gemara Nedar. It's bal yachal midirabbanon. So you have three kinds of minhagim. You have a private minig. Then you have a minig kol Yisrael. Then you have a minig ha-mishpacha. You have a minig ha-kohol, minig ha-kehila, and minig kol Yisrael. So we treat the whole kehila as a unit. Minig mitam neder. So there's a minig ha-yachid is considered as if the yachid took a neder. There's a minig ha-tzibur as if klal Yisrael took a neder. As if not, klal Yisrael took a shvuah. Then there's a minig ha-kehila as if the kehila is an entity. The kehila took a shvuah. Then there's a minig ha-mishpacha. The Gemara says in Psachim, and Makom Shenagu, that there was a family, that the fathers and the grandfathers and the great-grandfathers always had a minig. Friday afternoon after 12, they didn't do any work. They stopped doing any work. They stopped traveling on the boat. They stopped traveling by boat. They didn't want to travel. So that minig is binding on all the Doris HaBoim, on all the Bnei HaMishpach. It's in Yeriday, they quote, the minig HaMishpach. You treat the Mishpach as if it's a separate unit. And just like a Yochi can take a Shvuah, and a Klal Yisrael can take a Shvuah, so the mishpacha can take a shvua. So you're also the Gemara's treating. Rapapa has a tzad. Is it A or B? Hachakom boilei. Is it mishum kisufa the day? Or duma mishum boishes hamishpacha kisufa of the whole mishpacha. So kozman that the nechbal is alive, so he has the kedima to collect. After he dies, it's not that it goes to the yorshim b'toras yerusha. It goes to the other members of the mishpacha. He's no longer alive, so the kedima is off. So it goes to the others who suffered the boishes. An interesting suffix. So what are the poshe toshma? The same price as before. Cheresh ukat yesh leboshes. Shaitan leboshes. Yam rishlaim mishum boshes mishpocho. Anakitani kot eli yam mishum kisufa didei. Kotten by boshes. So the Gemara thought that the kotten again is a little tiny baby, only 2 months old. So what does he understand that he's embarrassed? The answer is no. He doesn't feel humiliated. But the bnei mishpocho feel humiliated. So that's why there'll still be a chiyuv to pay, because if it's one unit, the all mishpacha is one unit, and kisuf of the bnei hamishpacha is machayev boishas. So the Gemara asked Akasha, if you don't have to have kisuf of the day, elamai, so what are you trying to prove from the ratio of the price that you have to pay boishas? By a cherish and a kot mishum boishas bnei hamishpacha. Afilu shayta nami, samavazaz ha-shayta also. Bnei HaMishpacha will be embarrassed. The only Mari answers, Shaita ein lecha boishes gdelu mizu. The humiliation that this family suffers because of the fact that they have a child or a member of the family who's a Shaita, they're humiliated to the nth degree. So it doesn't get any worse because of the fact that someone is Mavazala. So what's the final maskana? That from the fact, according to Rapapa, from the fact that the Brisa says that a cotton is yesh lo boishes, so you can be poshed from the brisa. The way Rapapa claims the suffix is, you should be able to be poshed from the brisa. What the answer to the din is. So to this, Rapapa says the original comment. The Gemara already quoted twice before. Kidyom Rapapa, as Rapapa said in a different context. The Michla Le Michlam. So here's the original Rapapa. Rapapa claims that this is the. These are the Tutsdari Asafik of Rababa Bar Mamol, and the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can it be Tutsdari Asafik? It's a Beferish Ebraisa that a cotton Yeshlo Boshes, how does not Kisufa Didei? Obviously, Kisufa the Bnei Mashpacha is sufficient to be Mechai. So the Gemara says, Amar Apapa and the Michlal Michlam, no, you can't be pushed anything for the Braisa. Maybe the Yodam, you don't treat the whole Mashpacha as one unit. The unit is the Nechbal himself. But he's not a baby who's 2 months old. He's a child who's 12 and a half years old before Bar Mitzvah. A cotton doesn't have to be a cotton in diapers. A cotton, a grown cotton. V'hatanya b'nei chusam. We have a braisa that says beferish like our papa says. Rabbi Yomer, chevish yesh la boshes. Chevish always has boshes. Shoytein la boshes never has. And a cotton sometimes yes and sometimes not pami. Yesh la pami meimlo. Had michlo lei michlam. Had michlo lei v'loi michlam. So blibes it's in a bayit alayv shita. By Rapap is in a bayit alayv shita. We have two shades of variation to how to understand the suffix. And according to Rapapa's version of the suffix, it's a very startling suffix that Bisha Yoshin and Meis is chayif to pay. Lachor is not the Torah's Yerusha. It's not that the chayif to pay the boishes is to him. And he dies and goes to the Yoshin. No, it goes to the Bnei HaMishpocha because they suffer the Busha also. But if it's indirect, it should be like Bisha Bidvar. So the answer is no. I did a Meis HaBoshes Begufo Shel HaYoshin. And all of Bnei HaMishpocha on one unit. It's a big chiddush. Probably a pasuk. What does it say? Hechzika b'mavusha b'katzoisa eskapal asochas einecha nefesh b'nefesh. The whole chiyuv of boishes doesn't really say explicitly in the chumash. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Rotzech, there's a din of roidev. A roidev acher chaver lahorg is nitan la'atzila b'nafshay. So where do you see this explicitly in the chumash? So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Rotzech quotes from that pasuk. So the Gemara gives a whole interpretation. She comes lahatzalas bailo, so she humiliates the one who's fighting with her husband. The Rambam says she's out to kill him. She wants to kill the other guy. The katzai says kapo. So she, since she's a raidif, so you shoot her. You shoot the raidif in order to save the nirdav. So the pshuta shal mikra is not talking about boishes at all. The Torah Shabbat Pen interprets that Chavel Bachaber is Chai Bachamisha Dvar, and this Pasuk is the mocker of the Boishes. Where's the Mashmois on the Pasuk? The Katzor says, Kapala Socha Seinech, and Nevesh Ben Nevesh, I don't know. Where's the whole Mashmois? Where does it even say that you pay Boishes at all? That's the question. So you're asking a question, where does it say that there's a Kedima? While he's alive, where does it say there's a Kedima to Nevesh? A bigger question, I don't know where it even says in Mashmois that you pay anything. The katzai says kapal asocha seinecha means don't give her a break, make her pay. The katzai says kapal means you make her pay. I don't know how they saw this. Torah Shmal Peps, they had a tradition that's included in Pshat Nepas. I don't know. Did we ever find that the family is considered a unit when you get to other dinim? They're a dinim of family, a dinim of krov ma pasul eidus. Okay, it's a different dinim. It doesn't mean that it's one unit. Krovim to a certain degree are posolators. Krovim, certain types of krovim are gili arayas. Where do you find it in that the krovim, the bnei hamishpacha, boishes hamishpacha? It's a big chiddush. See, there by minhogim, a minhag hamishpacha is also a big chiddush. That you treat the mishpacha as a unit. The klal Yisrael, I understand. The local kehillah. It's also problematic. Why should I treat the local kehillah? The local kehillah has a status al pidin, status of shutfim. You can have three shutfim. One lives in Johannesburg, one lives in Los Angeles, and one lives in Yerushalayim. They're shutfim. They have a business together. They have a real estate together. They have a factory. Or they own a company together. Shutfim you can have. So here the halacha says all the people who live in one city, since they all have, they share common needs, so they all have the din of shutfim together. They all need the same mail delivery, they all need the same garbage collection, they all need the same paveways, paving the streets, and the fire department, and police, and so on. So since they share, they need public schools, they need museums, they decide whether they need museums or not. If they hold they don't need museums, they don't need museums. Okay, they have to vote on it. So all of the people who share common needs, so the halacha says they're considered shutfim. That's why it's in Chosh Mishpat. In Hilchas Shutfim, this din, that the Bnei Huay Kaifim Zezeh, the people who live in the city, can force each other to build a wall around the city, to pay for museums. You go basarayv, like in any business venture, if you have a lot of shutfim in a business, so you go whenever the chilukah day, so you go basarayv. And if the mir doesn't like it, so we tell him, sell your shares in the corporation to somebody else. You can't paralyze the whole function of the business. You can't say you can only proceed if you have a unanimous vote. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a tosefta like that. The Vilna Gaon says, based on the Pasuk, Achoram La'atas. The Pasuk applies to Shutfim as well. That's what every democracy is based on. The halacha treats all of the people who live in the country and all the people who live in a state and all the people who live in a city as shutfim benegeir to their common needs. So that I understand. But what you say that there's a minig amokim, and this minig amokim is that they don't let a novel daven for a shchedish. And here the minig amokim is that they do let a novel daven for a shchedish. Well, why is the minig amokim binding? Minig amokim, whether you say avarachmim, or you say tachnon, or you say lamdat seach, or whatever, the minig amokim. What do you mean the minig amokim? Minig is binding me tam neder. There's such a concept, a neder hatzibur, yeah, ishbati eschem anosu yishalayim, that's the Gemara. That there's a shvur, Klal Yisrael takes a shvur. The whole Klal Yisrael is one big entity. So Klal Yisrael, just like there's a shvur sayachid, nefesh kisi shovel levati b'susayim. Yachid takes a shvur, so the whole Klal Yisrael can take a shvur. But where do you find that the city can take a shvur? Yeah, that's if you only, that's how it would appear from the Rambam, that Minhagim are only binding because you're Parish Menat Sibur. It looks like you're making machlokes. But we assume much more than the Rambam. We assume that a Minig is Taka binding. Not just, even if he's davening at home, he's not allowed to say Tachnun, or he has to say Tachnun. Even no one's Bechad Vechadom, no one's going to see what he's doing. The Lois is guided, it would only be if it's going to be conspicuous. And you know, so the Rambam seems to hold that the only time there's a din minig, the Rambam writes, we mentioned, Rambam writes on Hilchos Shechita, that there are certain treifas that are osim in Atar, there are certain treifas that are osim in Rabbanan, then there are certain treifas that are only osim itam minig, and then he says, and he describes, and he says, in this case, it's mutter, and even if there's a minig, the minig is not binding, because the minig is not binding on a dov shein amatzui. If it hardly ever comes up, you can't say that there's a minig on that. Why not? That's what Moshe Soloveitchik thought, that the Rambam's opinion is that Minhagim are only binding because he holds it's a violation of Parish Menat Sibur. Based on the similar din to Lois's Goyleru. If it's going to be Nikr, that he's Parish Menat Sibur. It's Nikr that he's making a Machloikas. But if it comes up once every 10 years, no one's going to remember what they did 10 years ago in this instance. So then there's no din of Minigim. We don't really hold like that, Rambam. We hold that Minigim is Mitam Neder. The Rambam doesn't understand. The Rambam says, "Minig b'tam ned." That means that just like a ned there, the Gemara says, smacks from Bal Tosif, but strictly speaking, it's not Bal Tosif. There is a parsha in the Chumash. A person takes a ned, so he has to observe the ned. The Gemara says it's improper to take the dorm. Lo dayach mashu asra lecha Torah. It's not enough the 613 mitzvahs that we have to observe. You're adding on in addition to the 613. It's enough all the mitzvahs that the Torah gave us. So Mara has that attitude. It smacks from Bal Tosif. So the same over here, Mara says that a Minig is like a neder. That a Minig also, you're adding on to the dinim. The Torah gave dinim and the rabbis gave dinim, and then this community or this family or this person decided to add on. Why isn't that the Bal Tosif? So that's what the Gemara says, a Minig is like a neder, just like a neder, strictly speaking, is not Bal Tosif. So a Minig is also, it's permissible to observe a Minig. But meaning the Tam Neder, the Rambam does not understand that it means that you're mechuyev to observe it. Mm-hmm. He only says you're mechuyev to observe it if it's going to be nikkur, that is making machlokes. The lois is going to do angle. Yeah, but we say in Yeridah, we say more than that. The whole simon in Yeridah is that meaning the Tam Neder, that's as if the person had taken a ned, then he's obligated to observe the minik, even mechad v'chador, even when it's not causing any friction in the community. So where do you find the concept that the kehillah is treated as one unit? Klal Yisrael is treated as a unit. Where do you find that the family is treated? This Gemara is a surprising Gemara. The family is treated as a unit, as one entity.
Taisus seems to be much more like Maskana. The end of Taisus is beautiful.
Yeah.
Maskana, we say it is Mishum Kisufa, no?
Achkosh and Maskanat Hachamashma the Bish Yosh and Ameis Potter the Maskim Shum Kisuf the day who Gemara's Deicha the Raya. You mean once the Gemara's Deicha Raya the Michlam the Michlam, so it's possible to say like that. The Gemara just asked if it doesn't really say it in the Maskanat. The Gemara asked, how is it possible to retain an Ibai of Rabbah Bar Mamal? Isn't the Ibai Nifshat from the Brisa of Bish Amavash Sakotan? Why says no? You can say the Michlam the Michlam, so there's still room for the Ibai.
But he still thinks it's
Ibai. No, I don't know. Maskara mashma the beer shouldn't make potter mashma shim kisu for the day. Doesn't really say it in the maskara.
The Hatanya, maybe after the Gemara is asking, the Hatanya from Rebbe that Talion Mechumah is going up. Because if it was Dilutha, then you wouldn't need that.
I mean, Rebbe is saying that that is the din. That is the din. That if it's Michlam Leiv, Eloi Michlam, so you ignore the Boshas HaMishpacha. It's not just the Gemara said there's such a possibility. Gemara comes to the conclusion that we only consider Boshas Didain. So it falls away. It means so there's no unit of Mishpacha. So it falls away. So that's back to the question. So why is there such a thing that's binding a Minik HaMishpacha? It's in your idea. It's in the Gemara. Minik HaMishpacha is binding. You treat the Mishpacha as if it were a unit. And the Shvu of the Mishpacha is binding on all of B'nai HaMishpacha. I don't know. Shoyin. Then the Mishnah had Hamavayesh es Hayoshin Chayv Yoshin should be Ishpata. Why is Yoshin should be Ishpata? Because he wasn't Mechavein. A Yoshin was not Mechavein lo levayesh velo lehazik. And Boishis is only Chayv Achi is Kavin. So that's why Yoshin should be Ishpata. So the Gemara has the diuk over here, the same diuk they had in Amun Aleph. The Reish in the Mishnah talks about Hamavayesh es Hasum Havayesh es Hayoshin. So why do they only give the contrast, Hamavayishas Hayoshin Chayiv, Yoshin should be Ishpata. We should have said Hamavayishas Hasuma Chayiv, the Summa should be Ishpata. So you see from the Mishnah, the Summa should be Ishis Chayiv. That's what the Gemara says. The Mishnah is against Rabbi Yudim. As this in the Lake Rabbi Yudim, Tanya, Rabbi Yudim, Summa ain't Labayishas, Summa should be Ish Lacherim, is not Chayiv. And the Mishnah would appear Summa should be Ishis Chayiv. Beautiful spot. So then we already went through this. The Gemara has three brises, three different versions of what Rabbi Yudim said. The first version is V'chachoy Rabbi Yudah Poitam Mechaybi Golias, Mechaybi Malkias, and Mechaybi Mrs. Bezdin. The Rabbi Yudah Patas from all onshin. Nezik Tzah Ripu Shevis is not an Oynish, and Boishis is an Oynish. So because Boishis is an Oynish, that's why you have to have Achi Hei Miskaven at least Lahazik. You don't have to necessarily require Miskaven Levayish, but the din requires you have to have Miskaven Lahazik, because it's an Oynish. So the first version of Rabbi Yudah is that Asumas Pata from all Onshin, Golis is an Einish, and Malkis is an Einish, and Mrs. Bezdin is an Einish, and Boshis is an Einish, as opposed to the other Abodvar. By time of Rabbi Yudah, how does he know there's such a din? Oh, a whole series of psukim. Shain. A whole series of psukim. Shain. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Idach, the last line on the Omer, Tanya Idach, after he quoted all the psukim, you have a second brisa as a second version. Rabbi Yudah, I'm assuming, ain't la Boshis. Not only is he pata from Bosh, it's pata from Pei Nezik, Tzaripi, and Shevis also. V'chein or Rabbi Yudah pata from Mikol Adinim Shabbat Torah. He's pata from paying all Tashlumin, Ben Adam Lachaveru. Mikol Adinim doesn't mean he's pata from the din of Kiddush and Abdullah and Tzitzis and Tum. He's pata from all Dinim Shabbat Adam Lachaveru Tashlumin. My time Rabbi Yudah Makra. Shav to Eda Ben Amakav and Goel Adam ala Mishpat Melech. Kol Sheesh Nem Amakav and Goel Adam. The Gemara right away here. Originally, the Gemara seems to be assuming Rabbi Yudah's pasuk that pata is a summa from Boishes. The Gemara assumed originally it goes only on Boishes. It doesn't go on all the Hamishad Ram, only on Boishes. Now the Gemara, the second version, the Gemara is assuming that the pasuk that is written by Boishes goes on all the Hamishad Ram. So that means that Hamakeh lechaveira doesn't pay anything. So once you have a hekish in the pasuk ben amake al mishpatim ho'ele, so I say, kosh yeshna b'make b'goel adam yeshna b'mishpatim ho'ele, kosh yeshna b'make b'goel adam yeshna b'mishpatim ho'ele. So you don't have to pay any dinim amines ben adam lachaver. All the chamishu dvarim and all chiyuvi tashlumins you don't pay ben adam lachaver. Strange thing. First version is also strange thing. And Tanya Yidich, and the third version is Rabbi Yudah Omer, Suma Ein Labeichay Rabbi Yudah Pachim Mikol Mitzvah Samur Es Bater. It's Pater from everything. He's Pater from all the Mitzvah Samur Es Bater. So that's a Shaila. Does he mean to say he's Pater? How far is he going here? Means to say he's only Pater from the Mitzvah Sasei, or he's even Pater from the Mitzvah Sleises as well. He can eat Treifis, he can eat Mechal Shabbos, can he murder somebody? Mistaber that, not Mistaber. The Suma is Pater from the additional mitzvahs that were given to the Klal Yisrael. Ela mitzvahs ha'chukim ha'mishpatim, the Yiddish mitzvahs, the Sheva mitzvahs ben erech, the Pashta says that he will bechay, al pi Pashtas. But the Shaila that Rabbi Kivegi quotes, the Dion from the Achreinim, when you say Suma, Rabbi Kivega and Rabbi Yehuda before Rabbi Kivega, they discuss when the third version of Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumas Pater Mikol HaMitzvahs, does it only mean that he's Pater from the Mitzvahs Aseh, or is he even Pater from the Mitzvahs Leiseh? He's permitted to violate all the Mitzvahs Leiseh as well. So that's a Machlokes and Achronim. So then the Gemara goes into a discussion. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef was a Sagi Nohar. Yosef was blind. Meiresh originally, Havo Amina used to say, Mandi Amar Alachak Rabbi Yehuda Dama Suma Pata Mikol HaMitzvahs, Ko Abdina Yamato Vada Rabban. I'll throw a party to the students if someone will convince me that the Dina is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? My timer. The Loi Mifki Dina Viko Abdina. Mitzvahs. I'm not obligated, I'm a Summa. I'm not obligated to keep any mitzvahs, and I volunteer as an Eina Mitzvah of Yosef. And originally, Meireish, Havu Amina, originally Rav Yosef thought, he used to say, Havu Amina, he used to say, that an Eina Mitzvah of Yosef is greater than a Mitzvah of Yosef. His Madrega is greater. Ashtad the Shamis Lahadar Abchanina, Tamar Abchanina, Gavla Mitzvah of Yosef, Mishaini Mitzvah of Yosef. Now that I hear that my whole assumption is not correct, that Gavla HaMitzvah of Yosef, so now my attitude is just the reverse. Mandi Amali, whoever will convince me, Ein Alachi Kereb Yehuda, Abdina Yamitav the Rabbanim. I'll throw a party for all the students. The Rabbanim means the Talmid, my timer. Why is he going to be so happy? If they'll prove to me that the din is the Loi Kereb Yehuda, then it'll come out the Kimif Gedina Isli Agra Tvei. It'll come out that Ayam Mitzuva and Mitzuva Yosef gets more reward than the Eina Mitzuva Yosef. God Allah Mitzuva Yosef, Mishen Mitzuva Yosef. Why is that so? Why is that true? Why is God Allah Mitzvah Yosef Mashen Mitzvah Yosef? The Tesis in Kiddushin writes an explanation that Lefum Tzaira Agra, the reward, the Schar, Agra Tvei, the reward is given in Hashemayim. Let's say one person learned an hour and he learned a whole Daf Gemara. The other one spent a whole morning and he only learned five lines. So the one who learned the whole block Gemara, does he get more reward than the one who spent the whole morning and he only learned five lines? So the Mishnah says no, that lefum tzaira agra, the schar is given according to how difficult it was to do the mitzvah, not in accordance with how much you accomplished. He learned the whole block Gemara, he understands it well. The other guy spent the whole day, he learned five lines and he doesn't understand a word. If he would have learned the whole block, he would have understood better. If a person has more ideas, so he understands the five lines better than the other guy also. That's the reason why he doesn't understand. Yeah. So that's what Taisa says, that the reward is not given in accordance with how great the mitzvah is, or how insignificant it is. The reward is given in accordance with how difficult it is to keep the mitzvah. So who finds it more difficult to keep the mitzvah? Let's say a man is going to shake a lulav and a woman is going to shake a lulav. So Taisa develops a theory that a man who's obligated to shake a lulav always has a yetzirah pecking away in his mind and convincing him that he shouldn't go do the mitzvah. Don't listen to the Rabbanu Shlom. Show him who's boss. Declare your independence. A woman is not mechuyev to shake a lulav. She doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. So she doesn't have to show that she's independent. She doesn't have this yetzirah pushing her not to give in to the demands of the Rabbanu Shlom. So since a woman doesn't have a yetzirah convincing her, fighting with her not to do the mitzvah, so it comes easier for her. So since the woman, they shook the same lulav. But since the woman found it much easier to shake the lulav than the man, because the man has the Yetzirah fighting with him and trying to convince him not to give in to the Rabban Shalom's wishes. So that's why the man deserves more reward, because it's Lefum Tzaira Agra.
So if one thought that they were chayav, if the woman thought she was chayav to shake the lulav, even though she really wasn't, but because she thought she would have an
Yitzhar
not to,
would
she then get rewarded?
I know, you want to know whether the Yitzhar depends on the psychological status that a person thinks he's Mechuyev, or it depends on actually being Mechuyev. I don't know. That's a good question on Hilchus Yitzhar. When you have the Shlomo Hyman, he's the expert on the Yitzhar stories, no? He used to make up Yetzer Hara stories for little children all the time. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. That's how Taisa says. The Godel HaMitzvah Yosef, Mishen HaMitzvah Yosef, is because the schar is given depending on how difficult or how easy it was to do the mitzvah. And the one who's Mitzvah Yosef is always going to have the Yetzer Hara convincing him not to do it. In the Maharal Miprag disagrees. He says just the reverse. The schar is, what does he do with the Mishnah Pirkei Avos? I don't know. The Fum Tzairag, the Maharal Miprag says that the reward for fulfilling mitzvahs is given in accordance with how much you accomplished. So the guy who spent 1 hour and he went through the whole Blat Gemara and he knows it, gets more reward from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah than the one who spent the whole morning long and he only covered 5 lines in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Lefum Tzairagra, that's another reward. That's reward for hisaskus in mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah, then there's a mitzvah to be mesasik in mitzvahs. So the one who spent the whole morning long and he only figured out 5 lines and then he doesn't even understand the 5 lines, he deserves reward for his hiskus. But who gets more reward for Talmud Torah? The guy who accomplished more. The guy who understands the Blat Gemara gets more reward for this mitzvah of Talmud Torah than the one who only learned the 5 lines and it doesn't really understand it well. But that's what the Maharal Miprag says. If the Rabbanu Shalom commanded some people to perform a mitzvah and he didn't command others, he commanded the men to shake a lulav and he didn't command the women, so it must be a reason why shaking up the lulav is more important for men than it is for women. So obviously when a man shakes a lulav, he's accomplishing something greater than if a woman shakes a lulav. If a woman would accomplish the same as a man, the Rabban Shalom would have been mechayev the women as well. So the fact that he wasn't mechayev the women, he parted the women, is an indication that the man's accomplishment will be much greater when he shakes the lulav. So mainly he deserves more reward, just the opposite from Tosfos. The only problem is that Tosfos has the Mishnah, the from Tzair Agro. So you have to say that the two different Tzveidinim, there's reward for two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there's a mitzvah of shaking lulav, and then there's another mitzvah of hisaskus and mitzvahs, to be misasik and mitzvahs all day long. So for that, Lefum Tzair Agra, he's going to get reward for the hisaskus and the mitzvahs. He was misasik a lot in the mitzvahs. Yeah. So how do we pass on halacha
l'maaseh? I don't know.
That's how the Gemara understands. Gadol Hamtzuva V'Yoseh goes on the Schar. Isli Agra Tvei. I'm going to get more reward. The way the Maharal Miprag says, you get more reward because you accomplish more, because the result is greater. The reward is given in corresponding to the, in accordance with the accomplishment. So the Mitzvah V'Yoseh accomplishes more. So according to that, you can say, not that he was interested in getting more schar, but rather that he was pointing out that it's a greater kiyum. According to Tosfos, it's not so. According to Tosfos, the Gemara is only talking about schar. So how do we pass on halacha l'maaseh? Do we pass on the suma as potam milashalim boishes? Of course not. We pass on suma as chayiv to pay boishes. No. And nonetheless, you look in Hilchas Kriyashma, so they have a machlokes where the sumas chayv in kriyashma, sumas potam in a kriyashma. Some of the rishonim paskin, Rabbeinu Yeruchim they quote, some of the rishonim paskin, that the sumas potam mikol ha-mitzvah, the whole shita that sumas potam mikol ha-mitzvah has to start off by assuming that sumas potam in a-boishas. You have to start from something. You have to say potam in a-boishas. And then not only Boishas represents all the Chamisha Dvarim. And then the Chamisha Dvarim represents Eila Mishpatim HaChukim, Eila Mitzvim HaChukim HaMishpatim. Kol Sheyeshtem HaMishpatim, Yeshtem HaMitzvim. You have to say that the Chamisha Dvarim represent all of Nezikin. So the Sumas Patim, so you have to start from that. So according to that opinion in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that Sumas Taka Patim Mikol HaMitzvahs, you have to assume the din is really like the Rabbi Yuriya, that Sumas Patim and HaBoishas. That's what a group of Rishonim hold, that a suma is patam mikol ha-mitzvahs halacha l'maaseh. Yeah. So here Tosfos has a famous kasha. V'chein hoy Rabbi Yehuda patur mikol ha-mitzvahs hamuras b'Torah. Tosfos is bothered. There's a Mishnah Megillah. It has a machlokes hatanoim. Kol shel ro meoris miyamav liyifras al hashma. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the simple pshata mishnah kol shel ro meoris miyamav, what does it mean? The fellow was always blind from birth. He never enjoyed vision. The person who was able to see became blind later in life, so it makes sense for him that he's obligated to recite the bracha yotzeh hamoris in the morning. But one who was ro meoris miyamav, he was never able to see. He was blind from birth. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Is he obligated to recite Yotze Hamoiros or not? If he's not obligated, then Mishenim Buchui Bedover in Emotia Esarabi Midechai Vosim. So it says Leifer Salashma. What does it mean? A Paris Halashma. Paris Halashma means he's going to serve as the Shlech Tzibur. He's going to recite the Bracha. And the rest of the Tzibur is going to sit and listen and say Amen, like by the Svardim. So what the practice that the Svardim have, that the Chazan recites all the Brachas, the Birchas Kriyashma before and after, and they sit and they say Amen, that was the practice in the days of the Tanaim. That the Tanaim maybe had a Chazan. They have a Chazan. Maybe the Tanaim also had a Chazan. I don't know. But basically that was the practice Bizman HaTanoi, that the Shliach Tzibur would say the Birchas Kriyat Shema. The Kriyat Shema everybody would say. That's what it would appear. Memisak Korinis HaShema. So the Vilna Gaon says, why does it say in the plural? Because the Yerushalmi says that you don't say Shemei Kainan Kriyat Shema. Everybody has to say their own Kriyat Shema. But the Birchas Kriyat Shema, the Chazan says, and he might see everybody else. The Mishenim B'chui B'davar, If the Shliach Tzibur, if the Chazan is not a Mechui B'dover, it can't be Moitzi the other. So that's the Machlokes. So Yudah holds it as Suma, who was Leirom Yoris Miav, he was always blind from birth. He never enjoyed the vision. So he's not Mechui to say Yoitza Hamoris. And Memele, it follows, Leifus Alashma can't be Moitzi the others. What do you say, Leifus? He shouldn't be Moitzi the others. Isn't that a Brachal of Atolos? So how does he say for himself? So it would appear that per se is not a problem. If he knows how to daven and say the brachas on his own, that's not a problem. Or maybe Bizmanak Tanoim, they never had it. No one ever said the brachas on their own. They were always yotze with the chazan. And everybody showed up to shul every single day. No one ever davened at home. How can it be? Everybody came to shul every single day. How can it be? Of course a person davens at home once in a while. So it sounds from the Mishnah like that. That the Sumer of Yudah says, the Sumer, who is Lerom Yoris Miyomov, he never had sight. So he's not mechuyif to say Yotz Hamoros, but if he wants to, he may. But if he's only volunteering a mitzvah, then it can't be Motzias HaRabi Medechavasa. That's the Mishnah in the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. Mishen mechuyif v'dover, and Motzias HaRabi Medechavasa. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yudah, and they say no. Even if he was blind from birth, he's still obligated in Yotz Hamoros, he's able to recite the bracha to be Motzias the Tzibur. So the Gemara says in the Bavli, in the second wide line in Tosis. Tosis quotes Bigmar Didam Mashma, that the Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chav Dalet is talking about a Suma Mamash, a real blind person. Why? Because the Gemara is Meforish time of the Rabbi Yudah Dama ain't a person Halash Mamshum Dein and then Min Hama Oiris. He never got Hanor from sunlight. He never had the sight. The Rabban and Tzavi, the Chacham, disagree with the Rabbi Yudah. They hold that Islei Hanor. They hold that Assuma, even though he's blind and he can't tell the difference between day and night, but he still gets Hanor from the sunlight. What's the story? Ki Rabbi Yosi. Ki Rabbi Yosi, that the story is Shiro, Assuma Bavuka Biyodai. He saw a blind person walking at night carrying a torch. Omalei. So Rabbi Yosi said to the blind man, Bini Avuka Zulama. What do you accomplish by going with a lantern? You're blind anyway. You can't see with or without the lantern. You can't see. Omalei. So the Suma answered back to Rabbi Yosi. Bozman shavuka biyadi. When I'm holding on to the lantern, the people will see that I'm about to fall into a hole, so they'll save me. A pechas is a hole in the ground, a ditch. No. So the Gemara says that's the reason why the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yudah, that even a blind person who never had eyesight at all, he was blind from birth, he still gets Hanor from Yotzer Hamoros. So therefore he's Mechuyif to say Yotzer Hamoros. For high time, that whole explanation that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah holds he's not Mechuyif to say Yotzer Hamoros because he never had vision, so he never gained any pleasure from the shining of the sun. And the Rabbanan say that even blind people do gain pleasure in the fact that these people that do have sight are able to help them out. When the Bavli you see, they're talking about Mamish, a blind person. So that's what Tosis establishes, that the Bavli understands the mission that is talking about a blind person. So that's Tosis Kasha. What's going on? Rabbi Yudah holds that it depends if the blind person ever was able to see, became blind later in life, that he can recite Yotze Hamoros to be Moitzi the others, because he personally once at one time, Gad HaNoeh, he was Nene Min Amaris. If Lo Ra Miyaris Miyamav, he is blind from birth, Ena Nene Min Amaris, so then Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's potter. So Tais says, what's going on? But according to the third version of Rabbi Yehuda here, the Gemara had three versions. According to the third version, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's potter mikol ha-mitzvahs ha-murid bater. Potter from everything. What are you going to say? Well, he's only potter from mitzvahs derais and mitzvahs derabbanan and yischayiv. Yetzer ha-mitzvah is only with the rabbanan. That doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? He's not chayiv and mitzvahs derais and he is chayiv and mitzvahs derabbanan. That doesn't make any sense. So what do you do with that Mishnah? Tosafot says, Yerushalmi interprets the Mishnah. Ubiyushalmi the Muki Shalom Rasmiel Biyoshiba Bai Sofa Shinola Bamor and Isuma Asi Shaper. This is writes on the first white line. Yushalmi interprets the Mishnah Loira Mirasmiyam does mean he was blind from birth. It means he was born in an apartment building, and his mother never took him out in the street. And he was raised in a cave, but he was raised in a building. Yeshiba Bai Sofel. He lives in a house where the sun doesn't shine in. Probably have candles, okay, or they have electric lights, okay, but he never enjoys sunlight. Yoshev by Sofel, he doesn't enjoy the sunlight. He never enjoyed the sunlight. Oshanolad Bamora. Or he was born and brought up in a cave, and he never saw the light of day. So that's the Machlek Zabun and the Rabbanan. So Rabbanan says he's still chayiv in Yotzam. Rabbanan says, no, if you personally never enjoyed the sunlight, you never experienced sunlight, so you're not mukhiv to say Yotzam. Yeah. So if you hold like the Rishalmi is no kasha, the Mishnah is not talking about a summa. But the Bavli, Abel Big Mar Didan, but in the Bavli, that's called Gemar Didan. Tais didn't live in Bavel, but the Talmud Bavli is called the Gemar that they learned. Abel Big Mar Didan, Mashman Mar Bisuma, Mamish, talking about a real blind man. So that's the kasha. If you're talking about a blind man, so according to the third version of Rabbi Yudis, Potmikova Mitzvahs and Gansen. So what is the Mishnah presenting in Machlekes with these Chayv and Yetzam Earth? The Tosis comes up with a whopper of a chiddush near it. The Afak of the Potter Rabbi Yehuda Summa Mikol HaMitzvahs Min Atar the Summa is Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs Mikom Kama the Rabban on his Chayiv. They impose the Chayiv on him. Is this true? Anytime someone is Potter Min HaMitzvahs Min Atar is Chayiv the Rabban, women are Potter from Mitzvahs Sesli Shazman Groma. So would you say that Min the Rabban on the Mechayiv to observe the Mitzvahs? The Gemara says not so. The Gemara says Noshim Chayavis B'Kiddush Hayoyim Dvar Torah. Women are obligated to recite Kiddush Min HaTorah. It's not that Kiddush is Zman Grama and Midirabbanan women are Chayiv. No, Zman Grama the women are Potter and Atar Midirabbanan. The Rabbanan never were Mechayiv the women. The Chachamim would never Mechayiv the women to observe the mitzvah says Zman Grama if the Torah exempts them, so they're Potter. So why is Summa different from women? The mitzvahs that a woman is Potter from, she's Potter even Midirabbanan. So Tosis explains this big difference. We had to know that that's true. That's a beferish gemara brachas daf chav. When the gemara says that the women are chayv in kiddush, so the gemara says it's not midirabbanan. No, midirabbanan they're not chayv in other mitzvahs as such as magam. Kiddush is an exception to the rule on the level of their eyes. But there is no such thing that midirabbanan women are mechayv in the mitzvahs as such as magam. So Tosis is alluding to that gemara. The Avgat Dishim Mifter Mitzvah Shman Gram of Lehem Chavin Afin of the Rabbanon. That's the Gemara Brachas Daf Chav. Why is that so? Mishum. Why didn't Chacham feel it necessary to obligate the women to fulfill additional mitzvahs? Because Mishum Sheish Mitzvahs Harbe Yishen Mechuyevis Behu. She leads a Jewish life. She's the woman is leading a Jewish life. The Chacham didn't feel it necessary. They should impose upon the women if the Rabbanon Shalom said they're exempt from Talmud Torah. An exempt from mitzvah says the Shazman Grama. So why should they be mechayiv me the Rabbanan? I read an interview in the Israeli newspaper that they had with the woman who's now elected as the presidentke of the organization Kolech, the Orthodox feminist group. So she says what was missing for the women was a base medrash. You have to learn sugyas with rishonim and achronim. And they're missing so much in their religious spirituality. And if they would have been learning all the years, the women would have been more religious and they would have been more spiritual. So Tosis says that wherever the women are potter from, the rabbis didn't mechayiv them even with the rabbanon. It's good the way it is. Maybe it makes it better. I don't know. Maybe she's right. Maybe it makes it better if they do all these mitzvahs. They volunteered all along, all the generation. They volunteered to shake a lulav. Some mitzvahs they did volunteer, others they didn't volunteer. So Tosha says, I feel the rabbanan amachayiv. Why? Mishum sheyesh mitzvahs harbe de mechayev esbu. They reach their spirituality with their religiousness by observing the mitzvahs that they have. But the Summa, if you leave him on the status that the Torah left him, if you leave him on the level where the Torah left him, the poor guy is going to be left with nothing and can't have like come on nachri. He looks like a goy gomer.
What about the
Lava?
According to Tosfos,
he's
part of the Lava too.
Oh, so that's what Rabbi Kivege raises in Yeriday and Simon Aleph, I think. Simon Aleph, Simon Beis. He says, doesn't it sound from Tosfos that if Summa is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs, he can be Mechal HaShabbos, he can eat Treifus, he can do all the Yaveir Shabbat Torah, because if he's Mechuyiv in the Lavin, how does Tosha say, have a look at Manoch Shehenner, with Torah Sissol Klal? Doesn't it sound from Tosha that you're part of in the Lavin also? So I think he says, Rabbi Kivege writes on Yeriday, it's not Muchach, that's B'Shevi Al-Tase. To look like you're Jewish requires you should do something, become B'Yaseh. There are non-Jews who are not Mechal HaShabbos also. There are non-Jews that don't eat chazer also. That doesn't make them look like Jews. You look like a Jew when you sing smiris, when you eat cholent, when you do a mitzvah saseh, when you just abstain from violating averis, you don't look Jewish.
Which mitzvah saseh do women have? You only have one. Kiddush, what else do they have?
Mitzvah saseh, shaloi hazman grama. Shaloi hazman grama. I mean, how many are there? Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Tfilo, Mezuzah, Makeh. They usually don't have, the husband does the Makeh. The husband puts up the Mezuzah. A single girl, the single girls have to have Mezuzah. Huh? Birchas Hamazon, the Mishnah says. That's a question whether that's Menatar or Midrabbanan. Yeah, Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hanenin, Midrabbanan. How many mitzvahs Menatar? Me mitzvahs Hasesh Hazman Grama. There are a few exceptions to the rule that the women are mechuyav. So that's the shaila how to read this line. The Taisa says, "Avol suma ipachus le mikol mitzvah afinu midrabbanan." If they wouldn't have introduced midrabbanan, can't have lekem on nachri shenem b'tarisol klal. This sentence, shenem b'tarisol klal, the simple reading sounds like he's potter even from the loisest. Unless you'll kvetch, that's a Rabbi Kivege, I think, has the two possibilities. And then b'tarisol klal. Since he doesn't do bikum li asay, he doesn't do any mitzvahs asay, he just abstains from violating the lois asay, so then also looks like a goy. That's a shayla. So this is Taisa Svar. Lekach, therefore, midirabbanan, they are mechayiv the summa to observe all the mitzvahs that he's spotted from. So that's the machlokes, abuna derabbanan. What about a summa shalero miyores miyomav? Is he chayiv in this particular mitzvah of yotze hamoris? Maybe it doesn't make sense. So Rabbi Yehuda says this doesn't make sense. Even though Sumas Chai Midirabbanim to keep all the mitzvahs, but he's not. You can't say that he's muhiv to say Yotz Hamoris. And the Chachamim and the Mishnah disagree, like Rabbi Yossi, that even the blind man also gets hanof in the fact that the other people who have vision are able to be nenef in the sunlight, so they can save him in hapechosim. Yeah. That's the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. I don't think it's a birchas hanen, and it's a. There's a difference. There's a birchas hanen, and then there's a birchas hamitzvah. Then another two kinds of birchas: the birchas shevach and birchas haidor. Birchas shevach, birchas haidor means I thank the Rebbe Shalom for something that he did for me. My wife had a baby, boy, so I say atoy v'ameitim. That's a birchas haidor. I thank you. Or I won a lottery, so I say shechiyonu. I got a lot of money, I say Shachyonu. I bought new clothing, I say Shachyonu. That's a Birchas Haidoya. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Birchas HaShevach, it's thundering, there's lightning. I see the Mediterranean Ocean, the Mediterranean Sea. That's not the Toiva to me. The thunder, the lightning has nothing to me. That's Birchas HaShevach. It's not Birchas Haidoya. So the Pashtus is that Birchas Yetzamah should be a Birchas HaShevach. It's not only not a Birchas HaNenen, it shouldn't even be a Birchas Haidoya. Should be a birchas hashevach, but still, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it doesn't make sense if we're only mishabech hakadosh baruch hu. You're only mechuyev to be mishabech hakadosh baruch hu if you yourself experienced it. I don't know. Haraya.
Birchas ilonis is like that. It's also birchas hashevach. You have to go to the
ilon. I mean, I'm not excited.
Huh?
I'm not excited.
Knowledge.
Let's say there's a blind man is going in an airplane, and the pilot says, "We're not going over the Mediterranean Ocean." So is he going to say the bracha, "Aroyas Ayamagol"? He doesn't see the Yamagol. Probably not.
What about Kol Yisrael? So what would you say? What would we say by that scenario? So you could say, "You didn't see the rules, so you can't be Mubarak."
Mm-hmm. I mean, our forefathers experienced the Gula. That's a Birchas Haidoya. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gula is in the past. In the Shemoneh Esrei, the Gemara said the Baruch is Goel Yisrael, because we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who gives Gula. So we say, Reino V'yonyenu, Baruch Atah Hashem, U'Goelenu Gula Shlema. Goel Yisrael, that's a Bakosha. Goel Yisrael is a Hodoa. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Gula that he gave us in the past. And Achanami, we weren't there. That bracha gol yisrael is a birchas haydoy, but the first tulachar a birchas hashevach. I would think, I wouldn't think that Reb Yudah. That's the machlekes. Reb Yudah holds that geitzer amoris is a birchas haydoa, and the chachamim disagree. No, the Gemara says the chachamim disagree. They also hold that the silma gets hanoa. Mean that they both hold that it's a birchas haydoa. No, I think they both hold that it's a birchas hashevach. I don't think anybody holds that. That Yotza Amoris is a Birchas Haidor. Do we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is that what it says? Don't remember what it says. Yotzura Baruch Hu Shal Shavar HaMeloz HaLevan Lachan. Gotta pay attention. Barabu Masach Hashem. That's a Shevach. HaMelech HaMoram Lo Adon Meyoz HaMshuvach HaMfar Memsasim. Rachim Aleinu Adon Zenu. Rachim Aleinu. That's a bakosha, rachim aleinu. You're not asking anything about the sunlight, rachim aleinu. The whole thing looks like shevach. No, I think the whole Yetzar Maris is a bichas Hashem. I don't think this is the machlek of Biru and the Chacham. The Gemara says they both agree. They both agree to the premise that you only say the bracha if you have hanoah. The chachamim hold ki Rabbi Yosi that even the suma gets hanoah, like the blind man at night with the abuka. And Rabbi Yudah says no, you have to have direct hanoah. Indirect hanoah is not enough. And I think they both agree that it's not a birchas hoidoy. They both agree it's a birchas hashevach. And still, I don't know why. Still, they both assume Rabbi Yudah and the chachamim are both working with the premise that this birchas hashevach was only instituted for the one who experiences it, like Haroya Ilonis, Haroya Yamador. There are a whole bunch of one who sees the lightning. A blind man hears the crack of the lightning, but he can't see it. So he probably does not say the bracha, no? He hears the thunder, so he'll say a bracha. But if he doesn't see the lightning, I don't think his Summa says it. There's certain birchas hashevach that you only say if you experienced it. So here the premise is they both agree. Rabbi Yudah and the Chachamim in the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chav Dalet, they both agree. You're only obligated to recite birchas Yetzar Moiris, which says a birchas hashevach if you yourself personally, if you are nene from it. But that's the machlekes. What degree of hanoah do you have to have? So Rabbi Yudah says you have to have personal hanoah. Rabbi Yosi says since sumim in general do get hanoah indirectly from the sunlight. So the Chachamim were mechayiv them too.
This in Rosh Hashanah seems to say a little more clearly that they're chayiv and lavin, because he says, why was he so happy? He would have been mafsa the brachas. So Tosfos says no, because he's chayiv and lo sasser. So the Gemara bracha says anyone lo sasser allows us to make brachas on mitzvahs mirabanan. So even a sumo would make a bracha. So that seems.
I mean, our Tosfos says that's a shayla. Our Tosfos says mikol makom midirabanan chayiv. Midirabanan he is chayiv to keep all the mitzvahs. Why? Because if Patrisan comes, I think the Rabbanan can't have like a goy. So that's the question that Tosfos raises. The mechayev, the binding force of mitzvahs with the Rabbanan is based on loisasa. So if the Summa is pater from all the mitzvahs amores batayra, what is the binding force of mitzvahs with the Rabbanan? So one opinion in the Gemara is loisasa. One in the other opinion in the Gemara is, the Gemara says vehechan tzivanu. You say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu when you light Neres Chanukah. And the Sugya of Chanukah, Mar Yisrael, v'hechan tzivanu, where is it in the Chumash? So one pasuk, Yishalav v'icha v'yageidch v'zikinech v'yarmulot, sounds like that's a mitzvah's essay. Sounds if that's a mitzvah's essay. And the other marker in the Gemara is Laisasa Mekala Davashi Agid Lecha. So the Shad is, but if the Suma is Pata Mekala Mitzvah, he's Pata from the Mitzvah Sesei, he's Pata from the Mitzvah Slaisesei, so he's Pata from listening to the Rabbanim also. So how can the Rabbanim impose a Chiyuv upon him? The cabinet, the Congress in Yugoslavia said that I'm Chiyuv to pay them taxes. They don't have jurisdiction on me. What do you mean? I'm not a citizen there. So if I'm not Mechuyev to keep, I'm a Summa. I'm not Mechuyev to observe Nishke Mitzvah, I say no Mitzvah, so I say nothing. So the rabbis don't have jurisdiction on me. So what do you mean I'm Mechuyev in the Rabbanim? So that's what Tosis says. That's what Tosis is mashma, that that the Lavim do apply. That you have to say that there is Loisasa. If there's no Loisasa, so how can he be Mechuyev in the Rabbanim to keep Mitzvahs? Unless you'll say not so. Unless you say, like Tosis writes in Ksubas on Daf Yud Aleph, that Ger Katan Mad Bilamosa Adas Bezdin, the Gemara says it's based on Zach and the Yad Mishlei Bifonov. So Tosis is bothered with the Kasha. The Mishnah has a three-way Machlekes HaTanoim in Bava Basra. And then Bava Basra regarding the din of Zach and the Yad Mishlei Bifonov. So one Tana says you can only do Zach and the Yad Mishlei Bifonov on behalf of a Gadol. Therefore, one is passed by mitzvah. On behalf of a cotton, you cannot do zochin liyadim shloi b'fon. The other time is just the reverse. You can only do zochin liyadim on behalf of a cotton. On behalf of a gadol, when he'll come in person, he'll make the kinyan on his own. That tana holds that zochin liyadim shloi b'fon is a takana de rabbanan. Takana is only made litzorech. And litzorech, nebach on behalf of a cotton, he can't make a kinyan on his own. He's a little child. On behalf of a gadol, there's no tzorech, so they never made a takana. And we paskin, like the third opinion in the Mishnah, that Zachin bein legadol bein lekot. The Mishnah has as a machlekes. There are two tanaim and three opinions, because there are two versions of what the machlekes are. Time machlekes are blazer Rabbi Shua, but the two versions of what Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Shua were fighting about. So it comes out that there are two tanaim and three shitas. Whether Zachin lekotan only, or Zachin legadol only, and we pass on like the third opinion, Zachin bein legadol bein lekot. So Zachin legadol is usually assumed that it's a din derayt. That's a question. Where's the pasuk? That's another story. Where's the pasuk? But we assume Zechiah Avur Godl is there. I said, what about Zechiah Avur Katan? Zechiah on behalf of a child before Bar Mitzvah. Is that the Reis or is that only a Takana de Rabbanan? So that's two Girsus in Perek Gezel Neshech. The Gemara says, Nehi, the Shlichas Leislei. The Gemara says, there's no Zechiah Avur Nochri. Somebody gives me a maton, I should be kind of a gift for a Nochri. So as nice a fellow as he is, there's no Dinam Zach Liyad Shlebefanav on behalf of a Nochri. Why? So the Gemara says, because even if the Nachri would have appointed me as a Shliach, ain't Shliachas Lagam. The Nachri cannot have a Shliach acting on his behalf. So he cannot say, Zach Liyadim Shlai Befonav on behalf of the Nachri. So what about Kotten? The Gemara says, Kotten should be the same. The Kotten cannot have someone act as a Shliach on his behalf. So you ought to say the same, that there's no Zechi on behalf of a Kotten. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Nehi, the Shliachas Leislei, Zechiah Mio Islei. So there are two Girsas, Tosa says. So one Girsas says, Nehi the shlichas leisle the schia mid the rabbanon miho isle. The other gear says no. Nehi the shlichas leisle schia miho isle mid the araisa, not mid the rabbanon, because there's a difference. The cotton is also lechlal shlichas. The kid someday will become bar mitzvah. He's not going to die before his bar mitzvah. The kid will become bar mitzvah. He will be also lechlal shlichas. So even before his bar mitzvah, he's called theoretically a bar hochi of having a shliach. Right now he can't have a shliach. But the fact that he has the potential of growing up and becoming bar mitzvah, so he's a bar hachi of having shlichas done on his behalf, so he can even have zechiah now. So there are two girsas in the Gemara. Tosis always points out two girsas in the Gemara, and Perek Ezel Neshech and Baba Mitzvah, where the zechiah avur katan is only with the rabban. So Tosis in Ksubis is a kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis sounds like it says that ger kot matbil moso adas bezden. Jewish couple adopts a non-Jewish child and they convert the baby. So the Gemara says the conversion is valid. The child is considered a Jew based on the principle of Zachon Liyadim Shloi B'Fonav. But here the child is obviously an infant. Yerkot Mat Bin Mosadazna, a little baby, the Megara little baby. So if he holds Zechiah Lekotan is only Midirabanan, the Tosis says the baby Minatara is a non-Jew. And Midirabanan, he's Jewish and is Chayv in all the mitzvahs. But Minatari is a non-Jew. So what does the Congress of Yugoslavia have jurisdiction over me? How do the rabbis have jurisdiction over him? Minatari, he's not Chaim, not in the mitzvah sesi, not in the mitzvah sleisesi. So Tosis says, no, yesh kach b'yad chachamim, lakadov Minatari bikum v'yasei. The chachamim have such power, they can take a person on whom there's no mitzvah, the Chumash doesn't give them jurisdiction. They can take the Chumash and throw it. They have jurisdiction over the Chumash. They can take the Pasuk and throw it out. What do you mean they have no jurisdiction? They can take a Pasuk and throw it out. Yesh kach lakar, afilu b'kum v'yasei. That's what Tosfos says. So if you can take a Nochri and be mechayiv him in the Rabbanan and the mitzvahs, and Tosfos says it's based on the concept of yesh kach lakar b'kum v'yasei. So you can take a Summa and say, even though he's potter min ha-mitzvahs, potter for mitzvah sesei, potter for mitzvahs lesesei, and we can impose upon him all the mitzvahs.
What does that mean?
Right, so Tosfos writes over there, he's obligated to observe lo sasur. Tosfos there has the version, he's obligated to observe lo sasur. So there they don't sound like they're saying that. It's the same as a ger katan, that they can impose a mitzvah on someone even though he's not mechuyev in lo sasur. There they sound like they're saying there is lo sasur. So therefore the summa is chayv in mitzvahs min derabbanan. Yeah. Then the last two lines in Tosfos, they're bothered with their kasha. According to the third version on our daf, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that the summa is part of mikol ha-mitzvahs, but the Rabbanan they are mechayvim and mitzvahs. So the summa is chayv mit the Rabbanan, and everybody else is mechayv to say yotzer ha-varach, yotzer ha-mer is also only mit the Rabbanan. So the summa is mit the Rabbanan, and everybody else is mit the Rabbanan. If the Summa would be mit the Rabbanan and the other, let's say the Summa is going to be the Baal Tekei and Shul. So the Summa is only Mechuyiv and Shoifer mit the Rabbanan. The rest of the Tzibur is not a Summa, they're Mechuyiv and Atar. So the Summa is any Mechuyiv Bedover, any Motzi Asarabi mit the Chavosan. Because Tekiyah Shoifer is a Mitzvah and Atar. But he was just dealing with Yotzer Arvar Choshech, Yotzer Amaris is only mit the Rabbanan. So the Summa is Chayiv mit the Rabbanan and the Tzibur is Chayiv mit the Rabbanan. So the Summa can serve as the Shliach Tzibur. So Tosfos raises Akash. Why not say the Summa is a trade Rabbanan? We'll also say trade Rabbanan, mapik chad Rabbanan. That's Tosfos invented, that's their shtickle Torah. Tosfos has a Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah Megillah presents a machlokes satanoim. Can a cotton before bar mitzvah serve as the Baal Koyre to lay Mikra Megillah for the tzibur? So Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely, yes, I was a cotton, I davened in Rab Tarfon's Beis Medrash, and I was the Baal Koyre. And the Reb Tarfon was the rabbi, and all the other Tanaim were sitting there. Nobody complained, and they were yotze with my mikra megillah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. And the Chachamim say we don't accept your testimony because a cotton shehigdil is not nemud. You only nemud if there would be an adult who would, if one of the balabatim had come, one of the adult balabatim had come and tell us that that's what happened. And the adult was a bar mitzvah at the time that you lay in the Megillah, then we'll accept this testimony. He says, Kotten hayis abos oshor v'emin v'im raimin akotten. Akotten shehigdil is only nemon, the Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Ksibah says, Akotten shehigdil is only nemon on specific cases, on Tchumen derabbanan, on Kim Shtoriz derabbanan, on Ksibah derabbanan, where the Alpayim, Masayim Zuz, and so on. That's a behinuman. But the Kotten shehigdil is not nemon. So it's a machlekes satanai, whether cotton can be motzi the rabbi midechavos and a mikra megillah. So Tosfos doesn't understand what case. Tosfos there in the Mishnah Megillah asks, what case are they arguing about? If the cotton is higila chinuch, so he's mechuyev the rabbanon to read the Megillah, and they're mechuyev the rabbanon to hear the Megillah. He's just as mechuyev as they are. So why is there a machlekes satanai? Rabbi Yehuda should be right that the cotton should be able to be motzi the tzibur. But the Mikra Megillah, Elamai, the cotton, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us he was a cotton, Shalei Higila Chinuch. He was so young that he didn't understand. He was the Baal Kore, and he didn't understand. He was the Baal Kore, he laid the whole Megillah, he didn't understand what Purim was all about. So Taisa says, if he was a Lei Higila Chinuch, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it's good? One of Shach, the whole Machlekes HaTanaim doesn't make any sense. Taisa says, if they would have asked us, we would have said, it depends. If the kid is a gila chinuch, he's mechuyev to read the Megillah. He can be moitzed the tzibur. If he's lo gila chinuch, he's not mechuyev in Megillah. He can't be moitzed the tzibur. What case are they fighting about? So Tosfos has two pshat. So here, they're going with the more popular pshat. We're talking about a cotton shehigila chinuch. If the kid is lo gila chinuch, it's not shaykh that Rabbi Yehuda will say that he can be moitzed the tzibur. And it's not shaykh that Rabbi Yehuda was the Baal Koyre reading the whole Megillah, and he didn't know what Purim was all about. So how can it be that he knew how to read the Megillah if he's loyal? So obviously he was a Gila Chinuch. And still it's a machlokes Rabbeinu and the Rabbanon. So the question is, but Rabbi Yehuda is not right. The cotton is mechuyim with the Rabbanon, the tzibur is mechuyim with the Rabbanon. Also the Rabbanon, mapik the Rabbanon. So that's what Tosfos comes up with a new concept. They coin a new term. Le'yosi trei the Rabbanon, umapik chad the Rabbanon. There are people who are mechuyim with the Rabbanon on different levels. Not all chiyuv with the Rabbanon are on the same level. So one who's chiyuv with the Rabbanon is of a lower level, is not considered mechuyim with the Rabbanon vis-a-vis the one who's chiyuv with the Rabbanon is on a higher level. So he cannot be motzi, the yad is yidechavos. So that's what Tosfos says. The mitzvah, megillah, for everybody is only with the Rabbanon to begin with. And the cotton before bar mitzvah is only mechuyim with the Rabbanon to keep any mitzvahs in the first place. So a cotton regarding mikra megillah is labeled as a trade Rabbanon. And the tzibur regarding mikra megillah, they're all adults past bar mitzvah. So that's called a chad Rabbanon. So Loyosi trade the Rabbanon and Mapik Chad the Rabbanon. The Chiv of the Kotten is on a lower level. So Tosfos asks the Kasha. So if you hold that a Suma is Potem, if you hold like the third version of Rabbi Yehuda on Ardaf, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim Paskin is like that, and Hilchas Kriyashma, the Shulchan quotes Yesham that is Potem, Yesham that is Chayv, the Suma. Lafkamina Kedib Motzi Acher Midechai Vosem in reciting Kriyashma. Or in performing any mitzvah, yeah. So Tosfos says, if you hold that like the third version of Rabbi Yehuda, that the Suma is part of Mikol HaMitzvahs on the level of the Reis, is only Mechuyev Midi Rabbanon, then in order that it shouldn't look like a Goy Gomor. Nirek Ma'anach Rishen, and Nirek Tosfos Klal, look like a Goy, so the whole Chiyev to begin with is only Midi Rabbanon. So then when it comes to Yotzer Ore, Baruch Hoshech, Yotzer Amores, which is only midirabbanon, so the Summa is only mechuyev based on a combination of two derabbanons. The chiyev that Summa has to keep all the mitzvahs midirabbanon, and that takanas chacham that everybody has to recite yotzer amoris. And the rest of the tzibur is mechuyev and yotzer amoris based on a chad derabbanon. They're all adults, and they're able to see. So why don't we apply the same rule of yossi, trei derabbanon, mapik chad derabbanon? So that's what they say in the last line. No, it's ain't a daimer, but like dami chiyev de Summa, that we wrote there in the Megillah that Le'yasei Trei Derabbanon Umapik Chad Derabbanon. So what's the reason why? So Tosfos here sounds like they're saying She'en Ela Lechancho. Afagav D'chaim Derabbanon Nei Paris Al Hashmal Hatzachem Derechavosim. Why not? I'm a Derabbanon is b'chiv to keep the mitzvahs. So they sound as if they're saying the chiv katan shegil lechinoch Ena Ela Lechancho means it's our obligation to be mechanachim. She'enu ela lechancho. That's a major machlok yisurishan. What's the yisoid of the chiyuv chinuch? Chiyuv chinuch is the father is mechuyev to be mechanach the child. Midirabbanon, the father is an adult, and the child is not mechuyev to do anything. It's the father's obligation to see to it that his child fulfills the mitzvahs. Or should you say no? Midirabbanon, the chachamim impose the chiyuv on the katan to observe all the mitzvahs. So that's a big machlok yisurishan. Where do you have this machlekes harishayim? You have it in there are two girsas in the Gemara and Brachas. Two girsas in the Gemara and Brachas. The following case: let's say the whole family ate a whole meal and they're ready to platz. They all ate kedei sviya. They all ate bread. Mechuyev to bench manatara kedei sviya. So the child before bar mitzvah goes to the yeshiva. He knows how to read Hebrew. He knows how to recite birchas hamazon. And the parents who are adults, the father's an adult after bar mitzvah, he doesn't know how to recite Birchas HaMazon. Can the child recite Birchas HaMazon to be mitzi the father? So the Braisa says no. The child is only mechuyev in the Rabbanim mitam chinuch. The father is mechuyev to recite Birchas HaMazon in Atara. So liyasi the Rabbanon and mapik the Braisa. The child is only mechuyev the Rabbanon, zeinu mechuyev b'davar. What if the child is a little child? He doesn't need so much food to fill him up. And the father's a big fat guy. And after eating a whole meal, he ate the same as his son. He's still hungry. So the father is mechuyev to bench midirabbanon. He ate a kazayis of bread. He's mechuyev to bench midirabbanon. The child ate kedei sviya. The child ate more than enough. They ate the same amount. But for the child, that's called kedei sviya. For the father, it's not kedei sviya. But would you say in this situation, they're both on the same level of the rabbanon? The child is mechuyev midirabbanon to bench because of chinuch. And the father is mechuyev only with the rabbanon to bench because he only had a kazayis of pas. He didn't have kedei sviya. So do you say the child can bench to be made to the father? Do you say no? There is no such thing. The father, the child is not mechuyev even with the rabbanon to bench. The chiyuv chinuch is on the father, not on the child. So So that's two girsas in the Gemara. The Rambam and the Malchamas points out there are two different girsas in the Gemara. Well, that depends on this issue. What is the nature of the chiyav of chinuch? Is the chiyav of chinuch mutal on the child? When the Rabbanon, they impose the chiyav on the child before bar mitzvah, or no? That they impose the chiyav chinuch on the parent, not on the child. Bianca Kamenetsky once held such a drush at the bar mitzvah party. So the bar mitzvah party was celebrated after the kid became bar mitzvah already. So he told the kid in Yiddish, now we can leak out the truth. We're going to tell you the secret. You were never mechuyif to keep any mitzvahs. We were mechuyif to see to it that you do the mitzvah. You were never mechuyif to do anything.
What if child is not
kedusha?
Is it not a thing?
If the child ate less than kedusha, then the child is only a double the rabbanon. So then Tosis claims, lo yosei trade the rabbanon and mapik chad the rabbanon. And Tosis says it's no good. So the pashtus is that Tosis is the simple reading in Tosis is. Asuma, who's chayv in Yotzei Amoris, is only a trade the Rabbanon. If you all like Rav Yehuda, the third version. Suma's chayv in mitzvahs to begin with is only mid the Rabbanon. And Yotzei Amoris is only mid the Rabbanon. So Asuma to recite Yotzei Amoris is only mechayv based on the tzirf of two the Rabbanons. And all the other people in the shul are mechayv to say Yotzei Amoris mid the Rabbanon, one the Rabbanon. So why don't you say Liyasi trade the Rabbanon, mat yichad the Rabbanon? So the simple hasbir is that you say that the chayv chinuch on a cotton doesn't impose a chiyuv on the katan. The katan is not even a bar chiyuv in the rabbanon. This doesn't mean to say a trade the rabbanon versus chad the rabbanon. No, the katan is a trade the rabbanon. He's not mechuyev. Itam chinuch is not even mechuyev in the rabbanon. The father is mechuyev. The katan is not a bar chiyuv. That's one way to say it. It's our chiyuv to be mechanachim, and he's not mechuyev. Then others say differently, that even if you should assume the other side, the Shulchan Aruch pasuk is not so. The Shulchan Aruch adapts that girsa. That if the child ate kedei sviya and the father ate kezayis, not kedei sviya, that they're both on the same level of chiyuv, and the child can be made to the father. It means that the chiyuv chinuch is mutal on the child. Shulchan Aruch adapts that position. That girsa in the Rishon. So if you should assume like that, that the chiyuv chinuch is mutal on the child, so what's the difference between the suma and the katan? So you have to say, still a difference. The ksuma looks like an adult. It's a different kind of a chiv. That's a stronger din the rabbanon. The chiv on the katan is a weaker din the rabbanon. The chiv on the suma is a stronger din the rabbanon. Different levels of din of the rabbanon. Not all the din of the rabbanon are on the same level of seriousness. Yeah.
From Tosfos, the fact that Tosfos calls the suma, the case of the suma, trade the rabbanon, is it possible to say that Tosfos holds that Suma's Pater even from Losasa? Because if they're Chayav in Losasa, then really they're Chayav in all instances they're Rabbanon based on Losasa. So that's on the level of the Raisa, they're Chayav on the Rabbanon. So then it's really
we don't say like that. We don't say that one is Mechayiv in the Rabbanon because it says Losasur. So he's Mechayiv, let's say, Ner Chanukah. We don't say that Ner Chanukah is the Raisa because it's based on Losasa. Even for adults who are able to see, nothing wrong. Healthy adults who are all able to see the chiyuv hadlak sayer is chanukah is on midi rabbanon. We don't say it's minatar. Yeah, those are the two ways to read in Tosis. The Tosis is distinguishing between the suma and the cotton. Why don't you say just like a cotton is a trade rabbanon can be ma'itin chad rabbanon, say the same by suma? So they say it's not the same. So the simple explanation is that the chiyuv chinuch in the first place was never mutl on the cotton. Cotton is always allowed bar chiyuvah. It's not that he's a trader rabbanon. He's not even a trader rabbanon. He's not mechuyev at all. That's what they meant to say. Chinuch is mutal on the father, not on the child. But that's two girsas in the Gemara. The Rishonim have two versions, and the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that the katan is a bar chiyuv in the rabbanon. It can't be moitzi the father. If the katan ate kedei sviya, the father ate only kezayis, the child can't bench to be moitzi the father. So that's what you have to. The alternate way to read Tosfos is there's still a difference. One is a cotton and one is a gadol. So the chiyuv on a suma is a stronger chiyuv than on a cotton. There's different levels of dinim de rabban. There's such a gemara menachas. The gemara says you cannot be mafrish truma umaiser men a chiyuv al apata men apata al achiyuv. You have to be mafrish men a chiyuv al achiyuv. So what if I have some tvua that's chayiv min atoira and some tvua that's chayiv min de rabban? Let's say I have tvua that grew in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say it's chayv in shulmas ma'isis min atoyrim. And tvua that grew in aratzis hasmuchas l'Eretz Yisrael, which is only chayv in shulmas ma'isis mid the rabbanon. So the Gemara says he can't be Torah Mizel Zeh. This is Menachiyah Balapata. This is Menapata Balachiyah. Because this is a Chiyav Deraisa. This is a Chiyav Derabanan. Different levels of Chiyav. What if all the Truma, all the Tevel that I have is all on the same? What if all the Tevel is only Chayv and Shumas Samaisis Midirabanan? But the different dinim derabanan. Let's say one is demai. I bought it from an amoritz. So midirabanan, I have to treat it like tevel. And one grew in aratz hasmuchas l'eretz yisrael. So it's chayv and shumas amaisis midirabanan. And one grew in eretz yisrael bizman hazeh. That the ramah paskins the shulchan aruch like the ramam that a shumas amaisis afilu bizman hazeh is only the rabbanan. And one of them grew the eretz shalakum and I bought it from the nochri. So miruach hakampatas, but midirabanan yechayv. Different levels of the rabbanan. So the Gemara says he can't be mafrish mizel zeh. Even though they're all midirabanan, some of the rabbanans he can be mafrish from A to B, but you can't be mafrish from A to C. And the other girsa in the Gemara Tesis and Menachas Daf Laman Aleph has the different girsas that which two dinim derabanan are on the same level. You buy from a nochri and you buy demai, and lakuach is only midirabanan. So some of the dinim derabanan are considered on a higher level of chiv, some of the dinim derabanan are considered lower level of chiv. So the same over here, when it gets to the din of Mishenim Uchui Bedovar, and in Moti Yasarabim Bidei Chavosim, the Ramban and the Malchamis and Brochus, right, says a Moshel. Mishenim Uchui Bedovar, and in Moti Yasarabim Bidei Chavosim, just like you have a din, you cannot be Torah min apotar al achiv. He gives that as a Moshel. It's a similar din. So just like by their Gufa, you cannot be Torah min apotar al achiv. So Tosis points out, Menachas Daf Laman Aleph, not all the things that are chayim and derabanan are on the same level of chayim and derabanan. Several of them are on the same level and others are on a lower level of derabanan. You can have 1,001, you can have 1,001,000 levels of din of derabanan. So to Aviyah, Tosis has been again to the sumas chayim and derabanan and the katan is chayim and derabanan. So of course of the katan is not bar mitzvah yet. So the chiv of the katan, even though they impose the chiv on the katan, the chiv on the katan is a lower level of chiv. So of course of is a katan. And the chiv on the summa is a higher level of a din derabanan. So the summa can be motzi the tzibur. And the katan cannot be motzi the tzibur. It's a different kind of a derabanan. Yeah, that's a famous thesis. What is this long thesis? This goes into a Abkiyazdika discussion. The Yehofen Ixer Shava Rosh Rosh. It's not too, it's in me to darshan in psukim sometimes. You do darshan Rosh Rosh sometimes. You don't darshan. Okay. Not too important. Yeah, it's important. In the days of the Tanan Aram, they were figuring out, they were establishing the din. So they had to work out the dinim. No one's working out the dinim today. They were all worked out already. You just have to figure out what the dinim are. We're not figuring them out now. What does Tosis have here? Peivov and Beis, also a famous Tosis. The second half of the Tosis, Bisha Yoshin and Meis Mahu. That's a famous Tosis. Tosis says, Ki hagav na'afish kacham bein bein amuda. They give you a moshal and then they're going to make a nimshal. There's Gemara in the Dorm Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara had a suffix. Hani kahani. The kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash are makriv korbanos. I'm not a kohen. I'm not a lady either. I come to the Beis Hamikdash, I bring a korban, and I ask the kohanim, please be makriv of the korban. Do I have to appoint them as a shliach? Shluch shladim kemoisai? Or do you say no? Hani kahani shluch de rachmaninu. Lemay nafkemina. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, what if I can't stand that kohen in the Beis Hamikdash? We don't get along with each other. I once took a neder, I'm not going to get any hanor from him. I can't stand him. And then I come to bring my carbon. Lo and behold, he's the kohen on duty today. So do I have to wait till tomorrow? Because I can't ask him to do a shlichus for me. I can't appoint him as a shlich. If I'll appoint him to do a shlichus, it means I'm getting hanor. If kovet shlichusay, the Gemara has a lashon. If kovet shlichusay, if he's doing a shlichus for me, the meaning is being mahanami. So I'm in violation of my neder. But if he say that it's shluchah derachman, it's not shluchah didan, so then he's not doing a toiva for me, and it's not a violation of mura hanor. So the Gemara has an ibay deloiv shita. Ibay lohu, hani kohani in the Beis Hamikdash are the shluchah didan, do we appoint them as a shliach, or shluchah dishmai? And the Gemara leaves it in ibay deloiv shita, no answer. So Tosis says, how come no answer? It's answered in Kiddushin. How come the Gemara in the Dorm Daf Lamed Hey didn't quote the answer from Kiddushin? The Gemara says, we have a rule. Mika midi, is there such a thing? When I appoint a shliach to be mekadesh a girl for me, I could have walked over to the girl and maybe I don't know how to talk well. Maybe I don't know how to convince her. But al pi halacha, I could have been mekadesh the girl directly. Maybe I wouldn't be able to convince her to marry me. But al pi halacha, I have the ability al pi din to be mekadesh the girl. So if I have the ability al pi din, I can give my wife a get if I want. I can sell my clothing if I want. So whatever I can do myself, I have the right to have the ability to appoint a shliach. Whatever I can't do myself, I can't appoint a shliach. Mika midi, there is no such thing. Danan la matziavdi, the shliach matziavdi. There is no such thing. So the Gemara says the Kohanim at the Beis Hamikdash are obviously not our shluchim. I'm not a kohen. If I would want to be makir with the karbonos myself, I wouldn't be able to. The carbon would not be kosher. So you cannot say that my giving over the carbon to the Kohanim at the Beis Hamikdash is based on the principle of shluchim shlavim kemos. Moshe says it can't be. How can I have the koyach? The only one I can appoint the shliach is the bailim on this activity. I don't have a koyach bailis. If I would be makir with the carbon, it would be puzzle. So mika midi, where is there such a thing? Di olam atziyavi, the shliach matzimash. It can't be. So how come the Gemara and the Dorim didn't push it to Suffolk from this memor of Rav Huna Beir Yeshua? The answer is Rav Huna Beir Yeshua is an Amora. They wanted to be push it from Tanoim. They didn't want to be push it from Amoraim. That's a memor of an Amora. And the Dorim they wanted to know, is there any Rai on the level of the Rai? So similarly, Taisa says, there are other Gemaras like that, that you have in one Mesichta you have an Ibaya. The other Mesichta, there's an often a pshitas, there's an often a riot to paskin one way or the other. So if it's a Mishnah or a Braisa, then you have a good Tekasha. How come they didn't quote it? Why did they leave it as an invited Lev Shita? But if it's only a Mermer from an Amora, so it's not a Kasha. The earlier Amoraim weren't interested in what the other Amoraim had to say. They wanted to know, do you have any riots from Mishnais? That's what Tosis says. So this is a famous topic. Is that really true? That the Suffolk and the Dorm Daf Lamed Hei can be nifshot from the Gemara Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel? So that on the side of the page, there in the Dorm Daf Lamed Hei, and as the Tesis says, Ein Hei to Tesis Yuma Daf Yutes. The Tesis in Yuma explains it, what the Tesis Yishanim says there in the Dorm. So they explain, they're not so convinced that the Gemara Kedushin is Poshet Deshad. The Gemara Kiddushin and the Gemara in the Dorm talk about two different shaylas. Gemara Kiddushin is discussing Shlucha Shlodim Kemaisai. When the Kohanim are makrib the Karbonis and the Beis Hamikdash, are they functioning as my Shaliach? Do I have to appoint this particular Kohen as a Shliach? Or are they Shlucha de Rachmanis? So the Gemara said that's out of the question. Can't be Shlucha Didan. Mika Midi, Diyola Matziyava, the Shliach Matzi Mashvi. How can you appoint a Shliach if it's an activity that you don't have a kerach bailus over this? So you don't have the kerach to make a shliach. That's what before Pesach we were speaking about that. The Stechemet quotes a whole discussion about that. The Balabatim are the early birds. They go to the rabbi ready before Purim and they tell the rabbi, Rabbi, I want you to sell a chametz for me when it comes Pesach. They appointed the rabbis a shliach before they even bought the chametz. A week before, they already made the rabbi shlech to sell chametz. Then they buy a new box of Wheaties and they have half a box left over. So they made the rabbi shlech last week to sell chametz that they bought this week. They themselves couldn't have sold this chametz. Last week they couldn't have sold the chametz that they didn't buy yet. That's a davish labali yolam. See, the Gemara says in Nazir on Daf Yud Beis, the same as this Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel, that you cannot make a shliach on a davish labali yolam. Milsa di yolam atzi avid, shliach lamatzi mashvi. Let's say there's a non-Jewish girl who's interested in converting, and I'm interested in marrying her, and I'm going on vacation now. She's going to convert, but I'm going to be away, and I'm afraid someone else is going to marry her. So I want to appoint the shliach now, quickly, before she converts. That the day after she converts, the shliach should give her a ring and say, Hari HaMukadeshes, on my behalf. So the Gemara says, you can't appoint the shliach. Right now the girl's not even Jewish. You cannot make a shliach on a dovah shlo bo liyodim. If you yourself would want to be Mekadesh, the girl now, that the Kiddushin should take place. So the Mishnah considers it Dovash Labali Yom is no good. So if you yourself cannot make the Kiddushin like that, or a girl is an Eish HaSish and I can't marry her, and Kiddushin talks to my husband is dying, he's going to die. So if I would give her the ring and say Harei Mekudeshesli, the Kiddushin wouldn't be Chal. She's still an Eishes Ish now. So I cannot make her Shliach to be Mekadosh her after the husband dies either. Milsa Diola Matzeov Shaliach La Matzi Mashm. So that's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. When you bring your karbonis to the Beis HaMikdash and you ask the Kohanim to be makriv of the karbonis, cannot be based on the principle of Shluchu Shalorim Kemoisa. If you're not a Kohen, you don't have the ability to be makriv of the karbonis yourself. If you would do the Avodah, it would be possible. So it's not Shaykh that you should be Mamana Shliach. Meaning Shliach is only if you have a Kohen Balas. But the Gemara in the Dharm is asking a different Safik. The Gemara in the Dharm is asking a Safik in Hilchas Nidorim. If I took a net and not to get Hanor from somebody, so the Gemara says, if I ask someone to do something for me, and he does it, that is considered shlichus kavod, he did me a favor. It doesn't mean I ask him, please go to the corner, please shovel the snow. So he shovels the snow for me, shlucha shlarim kemoisai, because I could have shoveled the snow myself. It's not a shlichus, he did a taiva for me. So the Gemara is asking a shayla and a dorm. When I come to the Beis HaMikdash, and I bring the karbonis to the kohen, the Gemara knows I'm not appointing him a shliach. It can't be. I'm not a kohen. I can't appoint a kohen as a shliach. Milsa diola matzi ovid, shliach la matzi mashm. The Gemara is asking a different question. In order to violate a neder, to the violation of a muda hanoa, you don't. Not only do you violate it if you appoint the other person as a shliach and he functions mekerach the din of shluchah shlarim kemoisa. If he does you a favor, if you ask him to do a favor for you and he does it, that's also a violation of muda hanoa. So that's where the Gemara has a suffix. Kahani, kahani. Are the shluchah didan? Is it considered that I'm asking them to do me a favor? Or not even a favor? They're dressed in a uniform. The Rabbanu Shalom commanded the Kohanim, you should stand in the Beis HaMikdash and be makir with everybody's karbanos, whether you like it or not. The Rabbanu Shalom told him. The Balabasa brings the karban, doesn't ask him a favor. That's their charge. They're min ha-shamayim. They're mechuyim shluchah derachmana. It's a different suffix. They can't be poshed that suffix from the din of Kiddush. One Kiddush means a different thing. The shluchah shalom kemosah doesn't apply. And despite the fact that shluchah shalom kemosah doesn't apply, you can still be mesup. Maybe it's shluchah didam, and maybe sof kosof. It's considered that he's doing me a toivah. And that's a violation of muda hanoa. That's what they point out. These are two different dinim. That's why it's a very strange. There's a discussion in Achrayim. If you yotze shalach manas, if you send the shalach manas, like they cut. Because acher shor to be cut, not allowed b'nei shlichus nidin. So in Europe, they always there in America. Everybody sends shalach manas, like they cut. So they point out, what's a din if you give the shalach manas in person? So also the Mishnah Berurah quotes one of the Achrayim. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Binyan Tzion, Ashver Achidush, that you're not Yotze. If you give the Shalach Manas in person, you're not Yotze. The Pashtus is if I invite a person over to my home and I share my meal with him, Ein Lecho Shalach Manas Gadol Mizeh, that's the original Shalach Manas. When I send the food to his home and he doesn't eat with me, that's Bimkaim Shalach Manas. That's also Shalach Manas. But Diga Shalach Manas is that he eats the meal with me. So to begin with, it's strange to say that you're not Yotze Shalach Manas unless you send al yedei shliach. So let's assume like that. You're only yotze if you send al yedei shliach. If you give it in person, it's no good. So what are you going to say? If you send al yedei shliach, it's midin shluchu shlarim kemoisai. No! If he'll do it himself, it's no good. It's only al yedei shliach. So it's not a din. It's the chmil sedio lamatzi ava shaliach lamatzi mashri. You're only yotze if you give al yedei shliach, give in person, it's no good. So that's not a din of shlichas. It's a din al yedei acher. So the din that has to be, according to those who claim that is the din umishleach manas, they insist it has to be yadi acher. So there's no market to say a katan is no good. The market to say a katan is no good when you're employing the principle of shlucha shlarim kemaisai, the real bona fide din of shlichas. So that principle doesn't apply by a cherish out of a katan. Here you're not using a din of shlichas. You say the shalach manas has to be yadi acher. That's what the Dvar Avraham points out. That the way the Tosfos says in Yuma, and the way the Tosfos says on the side in the Dorm, Daf Lamed Hey, that the sugya, the suffix in the Dorm cannot be nipshat from the Gemara Kiddush. The two different, our Tosfos says the Gemara could have been poshet, but they only wanted to be poshet from Tanoim. They didn't want to be poshet from Amoraim. But if you say the way the Tosfos says in Yuma, that it's not even nifshat, even after you know the din in Kiddush and Daf Chav Gimel, still not nifshat, they're two different dinim. So that's what the Dvar Avraham writes in his Tshuva. There's no mocker to say that a cheresh out of a katan is allowed by shlichus in the area of Ayidei Acher. It's a different word. It's not a din of Shluchos Shladim Kemas. Okay, that's a famous thesis. That the why they weren't Peshit, the Ibaya from the Dorn, from the Gemara and Kiddushin. So our thesis says they could have been Peshit, they wanted that Tanoim, and the thesis in Yuma says not. And this thesis is the famous thesis about the difference between Isha and Suma. And Allah HaLamayis is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kriya Shema. But the Pasuk, there is an obscure opinion, Rabbeinu Yerucham has such a day, that a Suma is part of Mikol HaMitzvah. It's very difficult. Why in the world should you pass like Rabbi Yudah? All the three versions, whatever Rabbi Yudah said, with all due respect, he was outvoted by the other Tanaim. So why should anybody want to pass like Rabbi Yudah? Very strange, but that's where Rabbeinu Yerucham has one opinion, that he passed like the third version of Rabbi Yudah, that the Suma is part there from Mikol HaMitzvah somewhere else, but okay, maybe we'll start the next sugya. The famous, this is the famous spot to the therapy.